being an underwear model doesn't leave much to the imagination and leaves me pretty vulnerable for the majority of my day. Needing to get a professionally trained and armed bodyguard was a good idea, and so here I am, meeting them for the first time. To my delight, it was a female, ex-Special Forces IDF, Israeli Defense Force, bodyguard, who has experience in security as well as bodyguard already. "Nice to meet you," I say, extending a hand. You shake my hand warmly while saying, "You too. Now then, I hear you received threatening letters?" Then you walk in as I step aside. Your vanilla fragrance fills my nostrils, and you give my hand a gentle squeeze before continuing through the house. You follow me closely, and your hand brushes against mine as we enter the kitchen. We walk through the kitchen and sit down at the table so we can see out the window. Sitting next to each other, my leg brushes against yours. "Yes, that's right," I reply. "They started as fan mail. Then they asked for my agent's info, which is publicly available, so I gave that. And my agent told me they didn't offer them a job as an agent, and fan mail turned threatening when I didn't get to them what they wanted. My agent hasn't gotten any threats, but I have." You look more concerned and look me over quickly before saying, "Excuse me while I make a phone call." You squeeze my shoulder as you stand to step away. "No problem," I say, smiling, and you step outside briefly, then return. Putting your phone back in your pocket while walking back, you say, "My agency is sending a detail to your agent, and we are staying put right here until we can gather more information." 5 minutes later, you receive another brief call and say, "Your talent agent has been moved to a secure location, and we are going to stay here. Our agency did a preliminary once-over and determined the house is secure and it would be best to stay put," you say while looking me up and down. I look at you and ask in shock, "When did you do that?" "We had a team sweep the outside while I was on the phone and cleared everything. We will be installing security cameras within the hour," and you trail off, looking over my shoulder through the window. I turn to see the neighbor walking down the sidewalk, smelling the roses and honeysuckle next to the fence. "Next door neighbor," I say. A few days go by without incident while you begin investigating my case. We get to know each other better and are more comfortable chatting about everything and nothing. We are both single and focused on work. You catch me looking at you. I notice you smiling seductively sometimes. We begin touching slightly more. You see me looking at you nervously and doing a bad job at being subtle. Are you uninterested or maintaining your composure? You let your gaze linger on my lips for a few moments and look away quickly. I glance at your lips and neck, then blush and breathe slightly faster. You lean in close and your lips part. You softly ask, "Are you all right? You seem flushed." I gulp and reply, "I'm fine. Quite well, thank you very much." Your supervising agent comes to you and we step away from each other. The next day, I call you and we chat. You stop by briefly and see everything is fine. You leave and almost kiss me on the lips, but kiss my nose at the last moment. 1 week later, all seems to be going well. We are at a location with a rustic, wild and uninhibited feeling. I am modeling various sexy underwear inside and outside of a resort hotel that was booked months in advance. I notice your eyes linger on me as I walk past you on my way to the sliding glass door of the patio. Is everything okay? I ask. You say, lewdly, as you watch me closely. You have a watchful and alert gaze as your head sweeps around everyone. After getting shots on the patio, I change locations to get closer to the pine trees. And I notice you looking at me coyly. While I'm posing for photos outside of a mountain resort surrounded by forest, the agency's security detail spots two hitmen hiding in the brush. When they go to confront them, the team is gone. We need to move you, now, you say in a panic, before shots ring out, and you push me into a small grove of pine trees. We are on the ground in the grove of trees among large boulders, with you on top of me. This should provide us with enough cover while the other agents neutralize the threat. You whisper in my ear, so close that I can feel your breath in my ear and your lips moving as you speak. You glance around and listen to your comms as we lay there. I muffle a groan, and you look back at me as you feel my cock getting hard in my drawers. Did you involuntarily grind yourself against me, or was that intentional? Are you injured? You ask quietly while lying on top of me. I look you deeply in the eyes and reply in a whisper. I groaned because a pretty lady just saved my life. I am in skimpy underwear that she was checking me out in and now is lying on top of me and grinding herself into me. Please, don't stop. You remain quiet for a moment before replying. The others are sweeping the area to check for other threats, and we may be here for a while. Apparently, you weren't the only target. Maybe not even the actual target, only a diversion. During the background checks, we found out two of the photographers at your agency were prior agents with government agencies, and the threats to you were coded messages to them. Their cover was blown, and this is the fallout. We are going to have to wait it out concealed here. Now, why don't we get this hard cock of yours concealed somewhere safe? You finish while taking off your pants and underwear. You can't hide a hard-on in that little scrap of fabric you're wearing, now can you? I pull off my underwear and easily slide myself into your sopping wet pussy. As you unbutton your shirt, then we kiss as we moan into each other's mouths. Minor injuries, scrapes, and cuts. Nothing serious. Roger that. Over. You say into your comms before removing the earpiece, letting it hang from your collar, and smiling at me. We've got about 10 minutes, maybe less, you whisper. Nodding, I say, I don't know if I can make you come that quickly. How about you come so you can get those sexy underwear back on without a raging hard-on sticking out, and you get me off tonight? Deal? Deal, I say calmly. You fuck me fast and furious, causing me to nearly scream. You have to cover my mouth with a hand so I don't blow our cover. We kiss and moan into each other's mouths while you rock on top of me. You ride me faster and fondle my balls. Moments later, I come, and we help each other get presentable again. After leaving the Pine Grove, we give statements to the police. Hours later, after being examined by medics, we leave the photo shoot and return to my place. When we get inside, I kiss you and we grope each other while clothes are being removed. Less frantic now, we take our time and gradually work our way towards the bedroom. Shoes and socks are left at the front door. Shirts and pants draped across the backs of chairs. We caress one another, then your bra is hung on the bedroom doorknob. You lay down on the bed, face up, and I kiss your mouth, slowly working my way down your body, between your boobs, giving them equal attention, before moving down your body. I peel down your panties, leaving a trail of kisses on your legs as I go. I slip your panties completely off and drop them to the floor. You moan as I get closer to your pussy, and you spread your legs slightly more, giving me easier access to you. I teasingly caress your thighs with my fingertips while licking and kissing your tummy, slowly working my way down to your pussy. I finally kiss your lips and lick your clit, causing you to shiver and moan. While lightly sucking on your lips, I finger your pussy before I stick my tongue inside of you. Moaning, you grind into my face with gusto, and coming around my fingers soon overwhelms you. You clamp your legs around my head as you scream out your orgasm. Then we fall asleep in each other's arms. We wake up the next morning, and I kiss you just before sunrise, then say, "Good morning, sleepyhead. What do you want me to cook for breakfast?"